Communications disruption can mean only one thing. Invasion.
For the Republic!
Frequency 1138 is all clear and clanker free. This is Clone Army Radio.
Execute Order 66.
Good soldiers follow orders.
Good soldiers follow orders.
Begun. The Clone War has.
I found them. Repeat, I found them.
Cloners.
Now this is Podrace.
What is up, Clone Army? Welcome back to the best accidental Star Wars podcast this side of the galaxy. We're just simple clones making our way, like a father before us. You're so yellow.
Is it going
to... No?
No? Okay.
It's just not having it today. So I'm speaking to you from a different dimension?
Mm-hmm.
Universe? We'll go with universe, yeah.
I'm currently on Jakku right now.
Oh, see, that explains the yellow.
Running back to Jakku is live from Jakku, where I finally achieved my username. Congratulations to me.
Oh, you know, there is a congratulations to you.
There is?
Yeah. Our very first episode with you officially a part of the show was May the 4th last year.
No, has it been a year?
Yeah. We celebrated like the guest appearance in February, but yeah, I went and looked back. This was a few weeks, months ago now. And yeah, our first episode with you as part of the crew was May the 4th.
Oh my goodness.
So congrats, you're fired.
I hate you.
I like to lift people up.
And then immediately, yes. Excellent.
That's the Sith Lord in me.
Yeah. Up for the choke slam, and then...
Yes.
Oh my gosh, a whole year.
I know, right?
It really has been the best year of doing something with myself. Like, genuinely, I picked up podcasting on a whim and fell in love with it incredibly quickly. And now I have this and I have you guys and I love it so much. We laugh more than I think I've ever laughed with anybody.
I know. I listen to like our playbacks and I'm always cracking up like all the time. And I think the biggest thing is people don't see like you making me laugh.
Oh, my goodness. You guys get Star Wars the way that I get Star Wars, and it's so nice to have that kind of harmony. I missed that for a long time, and having it with you guys is so, so special to me. And we get to share that with all of our listeners and like all of my friends, and it's just brilliant, honestly. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to be a part of your crew.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, genuinely.
It's a shame Lido isn't here today, but... Yeah.
It's fine. I know he doesn't care. It's fine.
Yeah. He messaged me a middle finger, so.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just...
I see how it is. No, not really.
But yeah, no, we're glad to have you. And you bringing up our listeners. We've had so many listens lately. Sometimes it dips, I think, because people get Star Wars out, Star Wars podcasted out. Everybody does. I mean, hell, we do, and we do this. But, like, it'll dip, and then I just looked, and I won't say the number because I don't know if it's actually good or bad compared to others. But it was here, and now it's, like, here this week. Like, the past 7 days, like, it just than quadrupled in listens. Yeah.
Goodness
and, you know,
me.
That's not just, like, each episode, like that's, I'm guessing people like backtracking and checking out our older stuff. I haven't had a chance to look and see which episodes have been hit like the hardest so far, but in a good way hit. But so yeah, thanks everybody out there.
Thank you for the emails and the DMs and the messages and the support, even the criticism, like even the things that people don't like. So we love all of it. We appreciate all of it. It means so much.
Oh, right. The criticisms.
Oh, yeah. That one person.
The one person that said I was part of the Phantom Menace.
You? No.
It's all good. just because I didn't like something, but whatever. We'll get into that some other time. It's Star Wars Day.
It is.
Star Wars Day, Charlie. So, I don't know. We had a plan for Star Wars Day, but things fell through. Schedules didn't line up and all of that. So,
Apologies.
It's all Charlie's fault.
It really was my fault, honestly. I had a little cry over my martini in the bar. I did. I feel so bad. I forgot about it. I didn't realize.
Little tear drip while you're having a sip.
Extra bit of salt. Just.
Ah, yes. But stuff happens. So we're not doing that. Leto is unavailable this week. So
have a lovely Star Wars Day regardless, Leto. We love you.
Yeah, what she said. Mm-hmm. So Charlie and I decided we're just going to get together. There are some fun things to talk about. One, I think I'll just get out of the way because I have like everything else kind of like outlined, but mm-hmm. Return of the Jedi. I got to see Return of the Jedi on Sunday in the movie theater, and it was special for way too many reasons. Okay, so one, I took my wife and my mom, which my mom is just adorable. Little Star Wars fan. She's like, she shrinks every year. She keeps getting shorter. but she's so adorable. And I got to take her, which was kind of like cool because I always say that I'm 40 on here. I like to lie about my age all the time. I'm 44. I was going on 5 years old when this movie came out and went to see it with my family. And I don't remember anything other than walking in the parking lot, holding my parents' hands, being excited to go see Star Wars, you know, it's little four, almost 5 year old me. So that was the first time I saw it in the theater. And this is the second time I've ever seen Return of the Jedi in the theater. I didn't go when special editions stuff was in the theater back in the late 90s. I was too cool for Star Wars at that point. I was in a band. I was all, you know, metal and screaming into a microphone and didn't care about Star Wars. It was a whole different life. But from the start to finish of watching it in the theater this time, I wasn't crying, but I felt like emotional. From the 20th Century Fox kick in to the end credits, I could feel my eyes like malfunctioning. And it was just so cool. And it was like one of the first times in a long time I didn't have my phone in my hand while Star Wars was on, because phones, I don't know about you, Charlie, but like I tend to, when I've seen something so many times, like I'll screw around on my phone while I'm watching it. I think a lot of people do that nowadays, but
very guilty.
Yeah. So for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, I was just watching a movie I've seen a billion times and just loving every second of it. It was such a cool experience. It was like almost a brand new experience.
Oh, that's so special. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I've been on a high, like a Star Wars high, since I walked out of that theater. I don't know. It's so bizarre to me because it's a movie, like I said, I've seen so many freaking times. But one of the coolest things about it was all the funny moments. The theater was packed, by the way. Mm-hmm. There was not
as
an empty
it
seat.
Be.
Yeah, which was really great to see. All the funny parts, everybody laughs. All the cute parts, you hear the little kids going, aw. And, you know, at the end, clapping. Everyone
good.
Clapped.
Good. I've seen so many videos on the internet of theaters like across the world. When it gets to the end, when Hayden Christensen appears as Anakin Skywalker, that theater erupts. The pop is unbelievable, as it should be.
Absolutely.
It's the full circle that Anakin Skywalker as a character deserved, and it makes me unbelievably, unbelievably happy. I'm sure you saw that clip of Hayden at Star Wars Celebration in Europe on the main stage, tearing up because the crowd wouldn't stop cheering for him. They just wouldn't stop to let him speak. And it makes my heart so warm. I'm very jealous. I'm very, very, very jealous that you got to go and see it.
I know. And you know, in all honesty, why didn't they just throw it in every theater
it's
only like a week, I think they did it. Like, why not a month or two, every theater across the freaking globe? It would make them a ton of money.
George doesn't need more money, but I don't know why he would say no to more money.
Right. I can't remember what the opening like weekend made, but it was high for a 40-year-old film. It was really high. So
please tell me that the opening fanfare and the opening credit crawl like just hits different in a cinema, because seeing it for The Force Awakens, that was my first time seeing Star Wars in the cinema.
Mm.
And I lost my mind. I cried my eyes out because, gosh, it's the surround sound. It must be.
For all the Disney Plus stuff that we've seen, we haven't seen the crawl. And it feels like forever because of all of the streaming series. It should be in everything. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know movies probably is where it should stay. But yeah, when the music kicked and the crawl started, I felt it was almost like what you said. I think when we had you on as a guest and you were talking about The Force Awakens, felt like a hug, like J.J. Yeah. Abrams like was like a big Star Wars hug.
Yeah.
That's what this felt like, seeing that crawl in an old movie, you know?
I'm so glad you know what I mean. I'm so glad you now understand. It is like one big Star Wars hug, and
I can't wait for more Star Wars in the big screen. The one thing I have to say is that now that I've seen, in 2020, I saw The Empire Strikes Back at the drive-in, which was such a... Did I ever tell you about the little kids in the parking lot with their lightsabers and they were talking about who baby Yoda might be related to, and was he Yoda and Yaddle's child and all this? These little tiny kids just beating each other up with their lightsabers. I remember telling Leto, and I probably said it on our podcast episode at that point, I wish I could have recorded these two talking because it was freaking great. But so I've seen... The Empire Strikes Back on the drive-in. Awesome. Return of the Jedi for the 40th. Now I need to see A New Hope in the theater because I've never seen it in the theater. So I need to... When's the 50th? Am I going to be dead or... No, I shouldn't be dead, right?
No, you should be fine.
I mean, hopefully not, but...
You're 35. It's fine. Yeah. You've got plenty of time.
Right. I'm 35. So all that other stuff I said earlier was a joke. I'm not really that old.
I had the pleasure last year of seeing Return of the Jedi orchestrated. So the film was played on a big projection screen and there was a live orchestra playing the score for the film. And it was an unreal experience. That is probably the closest I will get to seeing Return of the Jedi on the big screen. But to hear all of to hear John Williams played as John Williams should truly be experienced is an experience I will take to the grave with me. I genuinely will.
That's so cool.
And we were also very, very spoiled to have played the original Ewok song.
Nice.
And that made me cry more than the opening credits did.
Oh, no kidding.
It's been a long time.
You know what's funny is I heard a lot of people saying they wished that they would have thrown like the original theatrical release.
Mm-hmm.
Out for this.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. I don't know. I'm one of those people that don't really mind most of the changes. I don't like McClunky. I don't like Han's weird digital twitch in A New Hope when Greedo shoots at him. I like Han shooting first. But one that I actually didn't mind for the first time ever, which I've always hated, is when Darth Vader is watching Luke being shocked with lightning to death. The no that he does, like the first no, I think, because doesn't he do like another one after? I don't remember.
Probably.
Honestly, because I get confused between that and the end of Revenge of the Sith. Where he's just like, no, which I will always hate because it's terrible. But I love
it.
The movie.
Bad. For as incredible as those films are, that one specific moment out the window.
Yeah.
Awful.
Right. But like typically I appreciated the silence of Vader looking at Palpatine and then looking at Luke. But when he's like, no, I got goosebumps this time. I really did. I don't know.
Nice.
It's one that I've always disliked. I don't know if maybe it was seeing it in the theater that made it better. But it was just such a good time. It was probably the first time in a long time I actually just locked on to Return of the Jedi and watched, you know, every single frame.
It's a really good film.
Yeah, it really is. It used to be my favorite.
Did you enjoy the theatrical presentation of Jedi Rocks?
Is that the song?
Yeah.
Oh, how many versions of that is there? I think there's three, right?
Yes.
Okay, the one part I don't like is the weird guy when they do the close-up of his mouth.
With the spit?
Yeah. I never remember his name. The only one I really remember aside from Max Rebo Sice Noodles is the only other one I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
she is a legend.
Right. So do you like that version of it, like the newest version, or do you like the original?
I like the new version.
It's not bad.
I think I was so late to watching the original trilogy that by time I got to Return of the Jedi, the first thing I saw was this like super edited version. And then
right.
I think it was Nick that showed me the original, unedited, unchanged, what people would have seen all the way back when.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated it. But then if I'd only ever known the other one, that's understandable. It's not like I'm sat here crapping on it in the slightest.
Yeah. I'm personally a fan of both, I think, because like they get stuck in my head all the time where I'll be like out at the store or cutting the grass and I'm just like bobbing my head to it because it's stuck in my head.
Oh, 100%. I don't even know the words. It's an alien language. I just like making the noises. Oh,
I make up my own words. Yeah. They're not very appropriate either, but it flows.
Ah, so all those years in a band did teach you something.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of all that, though, because it's like that whole Jabba scene with the music. It's all like Muppety and
yes,
it's just such a good time.
It's that goofiness of Star Wars that I really enjoy.
And then you get the shot because the dancers weren't originally in that. But you have the shot where like Boba's all being a player and like touched the chin of one of the dancers. I actually have that set up in my, I think I shared that on Instagram, the picture of that. That
changed my brain chemistry. That
really?
That was not appropriate content for a 16-year-old to be watching. Good gracious me, Miss Fett. No. Why is he so smooth with it?
It's all those nights at the spa for Temuera Morse. So yeah, I felt like I wanted to share with you and with everyone listening just the experience of going 40 years later back to seeing Return of the Jedi in the theater. It was just something I'll never forget. It was cool, and bringing my wife, who is becoming such a hardcore Star Wars fan, she didn't mind it before we met, but because I love it so much, she's started to love it so much. And then just my adorable mom, you know, she was laughing, and not to get super personal, but my mom's had a hard time the last couple of years, a lot of deaths in our family the last few years, and so she's been kind of down. Jennifer was like, this is the first time I've seen your mom genuinely happy in a while. So that just tears, you know, it made me so happy to do something for my mom because she's done more than I could ever repay for me, you know. So it was cool. It was a great moment that I'll never forget.
That is so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing.
Where's the tissues?
I know. I'm trying to give myself a moment to compose myself before I speak and cry. Star Wars is such kind of a beautiful sort of escape from difficult things and difficult times. And it's joyous and it's moving and it's thoughtful and it's familiar and it's comforting. And I'm so, so glad to hear that your mum just had a really good time. I can only imagine like the joy on her face. That makes me so happy to think about.
Right. I know. I wish I had taken a picture, but she wouldn't want me to share it anywhere anyways. But
no.
She's just like a 70-plus-year-old female version of me, but she's like this tall. She's real tiny.
I see it.
There were a bunch of toy announcements. Did you want to talk about those?
I will just have a little peruse of the Hasbro Instagram because they suddenly, as they always do, they post them seemingly simultaneously.
Oh, I know, like, right?
All at the same time. So you've barely got a minute to actually process.
There were a couple that I saw that were big standouts that, you know, I'll share after you.
I think my big standouts were, first and foremost, Star Wars Ewoks, the two little cardback figures.
Right. Those were cool.
The vintage collection, Wicket and Nissa. They're so, so beautiful. I'm a huge supporter of obscure bits of Star Wars, and things like Ewoks and all of those like adventure stories really don't get spoken about as much because it's quite old and the animation's a bit shoddy and the story isn't so great. But the nostalgia in that, such beautiful, beautiful figures.
Did you see his Wicket's full name is on there? Wicket W. Warwick?
Yes.
I love that they did that. That's awesome.
It feels so formal.
Yeah.
How can I not talk about the absolutely gorgeous Axe Wolves helmet? I keep saying that I'm not going to buy any more Black Series helmets, and then they keep releasing really cool ones.
I mean, it's basically just a repaint of like the Boba one that I have back behind me. I know, but I'm going to justify it because... I started to really like this character. I thought he was really cool this season, and he kind of had that heroic moment at the end of the season. And I'm like, I got the action figure. Why not get the helmet? The helmet looks great, I think.
Beautiful. Such a gorgeous shade of blue. And what else did I pick? Also, the Black Series Wicket figure. I need it immediately. Absolutely precious. The little bow. The concept of like standard sized figures and then having two scale figures in that collection. So it's this huge box and this tiny little Ewok. Delightful to me. Absolutely delightful. And last but not least, the Kenner Classics set. I've been eyeing up specifically the 3PO and the R2 for ages. Every time I've been to anything Star Wars and there's vintage toys and I look at them and they're so expensive, even like unboxed and tattered. So I might just treat myself and get the new release of the classics. They're so cool.
Those are really cool. Like all the retro figures are cool. My sister gave me like the original, like I forget how many. It's like the Luke, Vader, Obi-Wan,
yes,
Stormtrooper, and I forget which else. Leia and Han, I think.
Yes.
She was going to use those in like a display for my wedding, but she ended up using something else. So just a couple months, maybe like right around Christmas or after Christmas, I get a box in the mail. My sister lives in a different state. And it had a Star Wars hoodie in it. It was Darth Tater, Mr. Potato Head Darth Vader, I think.
Amazing.
Which Jennifer has confiscated, which is fine. She can have it. But then it had those figures in it, the retro ones. And I wanted them, but I never saw them in the store. So I'm like, called her up and I'm like, this is really cool because I've always wanted these ever since they put out the retro collection stuff. So
that's so sweet. Oh my goodness.
There was one that I thought was a really cool one was Darth Malgus in the Black Series. He's from the Star Wars The Old Republic MMO. And I like that they're giving these, you know, video game characters some recognition and attention because they're, you know, they're not canon, but they're popular. And I thought it looked really, hang on. I thought it looked really great. And I have the 3 3/4 inch version of him that they made.
That's gorgeous. Oh my goodness.
Jennifer got me this for birthday or something a couple years ago. But yeah, so I won't buy it because I don't collect the Black Series, but I'm glad that they're getting a version of him because he's a really cool character in the video game. And
oh, absolutely.
Oh, and then...
I was going to say, how could we not talk about the Magna Guards?
Oh, yeah, those are cool.
Actually the coolest.
Those are really cool. I think I have a few of those from the Revenge of the Sith line that they did back when the movie came out. Yeah. Oh, and then they did the Grand Inquisitor for the Vintage Collection, which I pre-ordered 3 of those. The reason being is because, one, he's cool. But then I'm like, well, I could have 2 other ones that I can make custom Inquisitors with the body. So pop his head off, put a different head on.
That's smart thinking, that is.
Yeah. It's going to cost me a little more money than I want to spend, but...
Well, investment.
Right. There you go. Was there anything else in the...
The Ahsoka Clone Wars figure.
Mm.
which is absolutely beautiful. The way they've translated like the animated style into the Black Series figure style is stunning. The costume looks brilliant. Really, really nice head sculpt as well. Oh,
I think I missed that one. I'll have to look it up while we chat, because...
Do. I think you'll really like it.
There were so many, like you said, they pumped out like so many
things. Yeah, it all came out at once. There's also Chewie from Return of the Jedi when he's got the do, like the...
Very cool. Oh, and then there was the Luke with Grogu finished collection, which... I have so many Lukes and Grogus at this point, I don't think I would buy that. But cool for those that don't. Oh, yeah, that Ahsoka looks great. Wait, did they do another Grievous? Battle Damage General Grievous Black Series.
What on earth?
Wow, that's really cool, too. I just opened up Yak Face's website, so if anyone listening wants to see what these look like, if you haven't seen them yet, go to check out Yak Face on Instagram. He always posts all the cool stuff. Whoa, Black Series is getting an ARC Trooper 5s. Holy crap, good for them. That looks great. I think that's the first time they've done 5s in Black Series.
I'm absolutely crying. I don't know if this is a joke or not, but, or unless I'm blind, the Paz Vizsla figure that's being released, you can take the helmet off and it looks like it's a Jon Favreau head sculpt.
Yeah, yep. That one's been out for a little while. Like, I was going to buy it, but it's like $80 on eBay.
Funny. That's really funny.
It's almost like a must-have, I think, just because it's hilarious. I mean, he voices the character, so it makes sense that his head would be under there. God, I missed a ton of this. Like, I made a note of the ones that I thought were cool, and now I'm like, holy smokes. That Ahsoka looks amazing. Jeez.
Doesn't it just?
Yeah, it looks... I have to say, that actually looks better than probably the Vintage Collection one, which is also a really good-looking figure, but that's great. Yeah, there's Chewie with his hairdo. Did you know, something I noticed watching Return of the Jedi that I don't think I've ever noticed is Chewie has a mustache.
He does.
Yeah. What the heck? He's got like a little Vince McMahon-style mustache.
You leave the Vince McMahon mustache out of this.
I feel like I mention that every week. Sorry. But yeah, they did like a close-up of him in Return of the Jedi, and I'm like, wait, what? He has a mustache? I've seen so many Chewbaccas in my life, and I've just now picked that up. That's pretty bad. So did you buy anything, pre-order anything yet, or are you just kind of on the fence because you don't want to spend the money?
So, small confession, I've gotten back into playing Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh, okay.
Which means the majority of my expendable income this month has gone on Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards.
Nice.
And card packs. So I am taking a break from spending anything at the moment.
Is that coming from your job? Is that how you get back into it? I figured.
It's dreadful. I feel like I've been pulled to the dark side, and I hate it. I don't even work the nights that Yu-Gi-Oh! Is played. I do every other shift except the Yu-Gi-Oh! One, so I don't know how it's happened.
we all have our things we get into.
I've spent money on cardboard, Johnny. On cardboard. Little pieces of cardboard with monsters on.
I mean, I buy plastic.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when you break it down, like, everything's plastic and cardboard, isn't it, really? So,
right. Yeah. But is that Star Wars? Is that a light?
Yes, it is.
That's really... Why have I never noticed that?
Because I never turn it on, because it takes battery really quickly, because I keep forgetting to turn it off. It has, like, a stationary mode and then, like, a slow fade.
Okay.
It's cool.
That's really cool. I like it.
Can actually see a bit more of my Star Wars shelf. I think the camera's moved position.
I know. I see a Porg and a Grogu chilling down there.
Yep. There's a Kenobi figure next to the Star Wars. There's a Rebel helmet behind the Star Wars. Then, like, my little Rey shelf and Lola. Oh, Lola. She was being so noisy today.
Oh, Lola.
If anybody buys themselves or their child the animatronic Lola, the scale-sized one, you can't put it to sleep. Like the BB-8, the R2-D2 and the Dio, there are all functions to get them to go to sleep. You turn the BB-8 upside down and he snores. It's very cute.
Oh my God.
Lola does not have this. If you wake her up, she will go for like 10, 15 minutes, if not 20.
Oh my God. And you take the batteries out?
Well, it's that's a job and a half as well.
Oh, do you have to like unscrew the thing? Yeah, okay, that's annoying.
So I do my best to keep her on the shelf and out of the way, lest anybody touch her, breathe her, speak near her, clap near her.
So if I'm like, hey, Lola, will it hear me?
Please. I beg of you, please.
Lola! I probably just blew out the freaking speaker with my microphone.
No, but I don't think I've ever heard your voice go that high before.
Oh, really? Oh, man, I wish I could find some of the old... See, when we recorded our band practices, it was like on cassette tapes and shit stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah. So like all you really hear is like the crash from the drum. Just and then you'll hear like a little bit. And then you'll hear way in the background muffled like. Oh. It's like I wish I had a
10
good,
out of 10. Right?
Yeah, that was my band right there. But I wish I had a good recording because we did this one song. And it was right, I think, after I started taking singing lessons. No, it was before I started taking singing lessons. I took like a year of lessons just because I wanted like different ranges. They were like, this part would be really cool if you did like this real high-pitched scream. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I can't. My voice is deep. And I smoked cigarettes back then. So, you know, it was kind of hard to do certain things. So I think this is what like inspired me to get lessons was because it was like all like cracky and like terrible. We all laughed our asses off about it. So then a couple months later from lessons, I could do like I'm not going to even try to mimic it now. I'm so out of practice, but it was like super high baby girl, like screaming high. And then like I did it to where it was that, and then it slowly dropped to like a growl. I wish I had a recording of it. I'm going to have to ask my friend who was the guitarist if
I feel like I need to hear this.
It was really cool. But like a lot of this stuff burned in a fire at our drummer's house. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, I mean, of course, everybody was fine. But like, yeah, we lost like a bunch of equipment and like a ton of like our better recordings, like not cassette ones. Like we had a mixer and everything that we could record on. And but yeah, we're still trying to track down if anyone has copies of it. But yeah, it was probably one of the coolest things I've done vocally to where I could go like super high to super low. So yeah, I don't know. How did we get on that topic?
Not 100% sure. That was on me. That was me. That was a tangent on my behalf. Sorry, everyone. Sorry. Okay.
Well, whatever. A little background into the non-Star Wars version, I guess, of me. So is that pretty much it on the action figure announcements? Did they announce anything else today?
I don't think so. Vision Season 2 came out, which I've watched some of, and it is absolutely beautiful. I cried my way through about the first 4 episodes.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Absolutely breathtaking. A huge, huge, in my opinion, a huge, huge step up from Season 1. If you weren't a fan of Season 1 and were hesitant about Season 2, I can't recommend it highly enough. The nice. Aardman episode is exceptional as I thought it would be.
Oh, good, good. I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Did the country proud.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check those out. I finally watched The Ninth Jedi in season 1, and it was really good. I was surprised. Yes. It was really good. So, but then, like, the next one, I think, came on, and I was like, no, I'm good. I went back and watched the very first episode again because the art style in it wasn't called the Ronin, was it? Whatever the first episode was, the art style was so cool. It was
amazing,
like comic book to the extreme, but really well done. And is there that kind of art style at all in season 2, or is it just all really different?
It's all very, very different because it was all Japanese studios in season 1. It was all very kind of anime based.
Okay.
Whereas this season they've gone to, oh my goodness, Mexico, England, Ireland, different parts of America, a couple of Japanese studios as well. So it's a real, real mix of animation styles. And there's everything from 2D to computer generated to claymation, stop motion, hand drawn, hand painted. It's a feast. It really, really is this season.
Awesome. How many episodes was there?
8, I think.
Okay.
And they're between sort of 10 to 20 minutes long.
8 episodes. That reminds me of Ahsoka. Apparently there's 8 episodes of Ahsoka.
Yes, I've heard this. And supposedly, Dave Filoni is writing every single one of them.
Right, yeah.
I saw that leaked on IMDb and it made me wee with laughter. It really did.
Awesome. You know, there's been like some back and forth on the running time for that show. Dave said it's going to be very similar to The Mandalorian, to where you'll have short episodes, longer episodes. But then I saw, did I mention this? I can't remember where it was now. It was online somewhere that people were saying that it's been confirmed that each episode will be 60 minutes. But that came out like right after Dave said that they were going to have similar run times to The Mandalorian. So I would trust Dave over anybody, right?
I would trust Dave. I would also like to point out, I'm pretty sure that was the rumor that was postulated about Andor as well. Every episode was going to be an hour long. Oh, I also wish to correct myself. There are 9 episodes of Visions, season 2.
Oh, okay. 8. That's weird. Everything else has been 8. Well, not everything, but most. But cool. 9 episodes. There was something else I wanted to bring up, and I can't remember what now.
There's also been some chatter about the general kind of aesthetic and feel of Skeleton Crew.
Yeah.
Branching off the bat that it's going to be this. It's, I think, oh, I need to find the quote. I screenshotted the quote. Everybody hold your horses. There we go. Jon Favreau explained that while Skeleton Crew may not feel like The Mandalorian, both shows can feel like they're part of the galaxy. And this quote, he said, I absolutely adore. He said, as long as you adhere to a certain aesthetic, and we all agree that it feels like it's Star Wars, there's a lot of room for how you can move around. Mm-hmm. And I think that shows such a fundamentally beautiful understanding of Star Wars and what Star Wars is and what Star Wars can be. As long as you can get the room to collectively agree that, yeah, this feels Star Wars, this looks Star Wars, suddenly you've got a whole playing field of ideas you could possibly go with. And I think they're trying to prep us for this idea that it's probably going to be quite different than what we're used to, but that's not a bad thing.
Right. He made another good point, I think, in that same article about taking a look at the Clone Wars and how there were so many different style of storytelling and different situations for characters, and those that, while different, they felt Star Wars. So I read the article, but I could listen to Jon Favreau talk about Star Wars a lot because he seems to really appreciate where it came from.
Yes.
And he's obviously having fun playing in the sandbox. And he knows, I think he knows more about Star Wars than people ever give him credit for. I think he gets
massively.
It. So, yeah, I still don't really get what Skeleton Crew really is. Does anybody know what it's really about? I mean, it's just like kids trying to find their way home. That's about all I've heard.
All I've really heard and can seem to understand is that it is a group of kids getting up to adventures and mishaps and mischief. And Jude Law, I'm assuming, is like the kind of positive role model trying to wrangle them like the adult. You tend to have that like really, really common in those stories. But I think it is going to be kind of more youngster led. I think some of the young actors that have been cast for the child parts are some like up and coming powerhouses. Really, they are.
Okay.
I'm excited to see how they play it. I really am. But they have kept it, every single person, even Kathleen Kennedy, who's spoken about it, has kept it the vaguest, most broad term she could possibly come up with.
Which I find interesting. Like, are they just being secretive, or are they hoping people will respond to it without, I don't know. It's interesting. The other thing I also heard was it was going to be kind of like a Goonies type of thing. So that would be
one of the writers for one of the episodes, I believe, is also like a co-director of Amblin. who made the Goonies and E.T. And so these very kind of popular videos, films even within the zeitgeist of society, if you will. We all know the Goonies. We all know E.T. We all love those stories. And it would be nice to see Star Wars kind of reflect some of that with something a bit more modern.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
from what I can gather, it is supposed to be roughly about set. Sound like I'm defending myself in court. Maybe, possibly, sort of, Your Honor, be set in the same time frame as The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They said that all of those would be, like, in the same area. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we'll see any of the Mandoverse characters in the show, but I think, I could be wrong, I think that they mentioned Skeleton Crew as part of the Mando film that Dave will be doing, so there might be something. I heard that Jude Law is supposed to be like a Jedi, so that'll be interesting.
As people may or may not be aware, there is currently a writer's strike being planned in Hollywood, which will have quite a big effect on a lot of things that are up and coming. It was announced today that Andor writers finished writing 2 days before the strike is supposed to happen, so we're set with that.
That's good, at least.
I may not be remembering this quite correctly, but I think I am. It appears that there's going to be quite a lot of time jumping with these episodes because we've got to get from the end of Andor to the start of Rogue One. And I'm pretty sure it's rumored that the series is going to end literally a few days before the events of Rogue One begin.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard that as well.
Yeah.
Did they start filming it yet?
Oh, yeah. I think they've been filming, but also... Okay. I'm guessing these things happen in, they write part of it, film part of it, right? Because I think it's a mix of directors again this season as well.
I'm wondering if like any of the Star Wars stuff will be affected, like the films. Because I don't even know if the Rey film that wasn't done being written, right?
No, Kathleen Kennedy said they're about 6 weeks out.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how that goes.
I know season 4 of The Mandalorian was already written, so that should be okay. Yes.
Oh, Filoni and Favreau, they've had that written for years. Centuries, even. They wrote it in their sleep when they were children.
Pretty much, yeah. Darn it, I had another article open on my phone, and I must have closed it. So there was something... Did I send it to you? There was something else that... I thought it was worth mentioning, but I don't know.
Was it the 7 books every fan should read?
No, I mean, that was something I was going to get to, but there was, I thought there was something else. No, okay, I guess maybe I'm wrong. First time ever.
Damn. Someone write it down immediately.
So yeah, I was looking for like, I just recently got back into borrowing audiobooks from the library because I think that's a really cool thing you can do. And
that's,
I'm like,
super cool.
Yeah, so I started listening to, it's Expanded Universe stuff, but the Jedi Academy trilogy, which are, they're abridged, so they're like 3 hours long. So I listened to the first book, and I'm like, oh, okay, the narrator's kind of terrible, but the book is fun. But now I'm sitting around waiting for book two to be available, which is funny to me because I listened to it in 3 hours and I'm waiting a week for the next book to be available. That's also only 3 hours long. So I just got on Google. What kind of books can I look for? And I found this article with a site I've never heard of, theportalist.com. And the 7, the 7 must read Star Wars books, or 7 Star Wars books every fan needs to read. And I'm like, okay, this should be interesting because everyone has different opinions on Star Wars books. The first one, Heir to the Empire.
And I'm obviously. Like,
yeah,
obviously.
That makes sense. Which that book just celebrated its 32nd anniversary on May 1st. Ooh. Right. You said you'd started that. Are you still kind of?
I have, yes.
I'm looking forward to whenever you actually do finish it to see what you think.
Yeah, I need to take some time to like actually get into it. I think I might switch to just reading it because sometimes when I'm listening to audiobooks, if I'm doing other stuff, I end up not paying attention.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I totally get that. And
I need to pay attention to Timothy Zahn. It's important.
Timothy Zahn's awesome. He's a really great writer. One of my favorites, actually. And which is funny because the second book on the list is Thrawn, when Timothy Zahn came back to write more Thrawn stuff.
Yeah.
That particular book, I think I've said on here before, I couldn't get into it, but I think I'm going to give it another shot.
Okay.
Because it's Thrawn and this is canon stuff now, so
yeah,
it might translate into what we see in Ahsoka, perhaps, mm-hmm. since he's going to be in that. So I didn't make a note of every book on the list. I just kind of grabbed a few that I thought were interesting. Did you have a chance to look at the article at all? Or?
I did, yes. My phone has literally just died.
Uh-oh.
But I will pull it up on my PC. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'll just mention one other one by Claudia Gray, Lost Stars. I've heard that this book is loved by most Star Wars fans. Have you read it? Or
I haven't read it. It is on my list. I've had it recommended many, many times. I particularly enjoy anything that is adjacent to The Force Awakens.
Nice.
And I've heard so many people speak so, so highly of this book.
Yeah. And Claudia Gray has another person that's actually become one of my favorite writers. She's done Master and Apprentice. It was about Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan in their early times. That was a really good book. I think she's done more than two High Republic books, but the only ones I've read, Fallen Star and Into the Dark, were both really great books. Like I dug the heck out of those. So I have to check out this Lost Stars. I feel like I'm doing a disservice to my fandom when so many people say that it's that good. Oh, and then Dark Disciple, which
yes,
Quinlan Vos and Ventress.
Definitely need to add this to my list.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite books. I've listened to that book, I think, like, God, 3 or 4 times now.
Ha!
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good. And I just love the fact that George Lucas's daughter was a part of that creative team for that arc.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. She didn't write the book, but Christy Golden wrote the book. But, yeah, she was what's her name? Katie? Katie Lucas? Is that right?
I think so, too.
She was involved in a lot of the Clone Wars, not a lot, but quite a bit of the Clone Wars episodes. And this was supposed to be a Clone Wars arc. Were you able to pull up that site?
Yeah, it's Katie Lucas. I forgot to mute my microphone, so I'm so sorry for the horrible sound of the keyboard.
Oh, it's all good. I do it all the time.
Yeah, Katie Lucas.
Okay, yeah. So I think that's really cool. But that's The Dark Disciple is a great book. Like, I didn't even read like the paperback, but I bought it on paperback just because I have it on audio and I'm like, well, this book's so good, I should at least collect the actual book.
I need to talk about this Eaten Alive, Star Wars Galaxy of Fear. I'm a huge, huge Goosebumps fan, a huge R.L. Stine fan, have been since I was like a small kid.
Okay.
And I really feel like I would absolutely adore these books.
Nice.
I'm a sucker for reading YA as an adult. Let me live.
Nothing wrong with that. Oh, did you ever read the Aftermath book?
No.
So that's another one. I've heard from too many people that it was kind of boring, but I made a note that something I didn't know, nobody ever told me, that it mentions the article in this website mentions that it continues Adventures of Wedge Antilles. And I'm like, wait, what? I had no idea. So that totally sparked my interest for that. Oh, and then I think Cobb Vanth was introduced in that book as well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't read half as much Star Wars. I have lots of Star Wars books. I need to actually read them. Maybe this May the 4th is the start of Charlie reading more Star Wars novels.
Nice. We should start a book club.
We should start a book. Should we do that? Should we do a book a month?
I think maybe it would help us read some of these books because I have interest and then I lose interest just because find other things to do. So if there's an actual deadline.
If listeners would be interested in a book club, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Really we'll set it up. It's a lot of books, I know. But I know a couple of listeners have reached out in the past like year or two, like, how come you guys don't talk about a lot of Star Wars books? And like, oh, you know, time.
I don't read them. That's why.
Right. Like Leto and I did, I think, episode about Heir to the Empire like a year or two ago. And That'd be fun to revisit after you get a chance to go through
yes.
it. Maybe a book club is coming to Clone Army Radio. Something different, something to do.
Yeah.
Get a lot of people involved. The only other thing I had to mention was that Xbox Games with Gold brought back Star Wars Episode One Racer, the pod racing game.
That is an exceptional game.
And it was free. I downloaded it. I haven't tried it yet, but I downloaded it to my Xbox. It said it has updated controls and achievements and stuff. So it was cool back in the day, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to playing that. It looks like it'd be fun.
I have started playing Jedi Survivor.
Yes. Digging
it? It's really good. It's so good. Everything that was brilliant about the first game has just been enhanced in mm-hmm. ways that I can't like possibly go into. Like if you just, it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. We won't spoil anything, but
no, of course not. No spoilers.
I haven't gotten really far into it, but I've been enjoying it. Mm-hmm. I have like the same complaint that I had in the first game. And I don't think this is spoilery at all. It's about the combat. Just a random guy in an open world should not be able to block the force. You should just be able to take care yeah. of that person really easily. But I get it. It's a game. They want to challenge you, whatever. But mm-hmm. that's my only complaint. You can customize your cowl to look different, which I think is a cool improvement for the game.
Yeah.
I made mine have a beard and a man bun. I mean, because that's kind of me.
I long for the mullet. I crave the Jedi mullet.
Oh, have you seen the pictures of it? Looks like, Joe Dirt. Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yes.
Yeah. but so far, it's a cool game. It's beautiful. And I've seen
it is beautiful.
I think on Reddit, people were saying they were having like some glitches and bugs or whatever, but I haven't seen any yet.
No, I think we're playing on like visuals, like enhanced version. So the frame rate's a little slower, gets a little jittery from time to time, but it's a heavy, like heavy, heavy game. So I get it.
Right.
Also had to delete like everything off the PlayStation. If you want to download it, it is a humongous game.
it's insane. I mean, seriously, these new consoles should have come with like 4 terabyte. Hard drives in
them. Don't get me started, okay? I rage about it on the daily.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to when the PS4 came out, the first thing I did was put a 2 terabyte SSD in mine mm-hmm. because I knew I needed, you know, I knew I was going to need the space, and SSDs are better than I think it was a SSD. I might be wrong.
Your 800 gig Skyrim file.
So... But yeah, it was. I think this game was like 155 or something on the Xbox.
Yes, it was. Yeah, I watched all Jesus. Of it download. The router set on fire.
Yeah, no kidding. But it's cool. I'm digging it. I'm glad there's a new Star Wars game. It's I think when I was in high school around that time, there were like so many Star Wars games that there was no way I could play them all. And now that I have the money to buy the gaming PC and the Xbox Series X, not that I'm loaded, but I'm an adult. I can make money now. We've had Battlefront 2 and Lego Star Wars. Still didn't get it.
No.
You know, there just hasn't been enough games. So I've gone back and started playing some of the older ones. Like I started Knights of the Old Republic again, which will probably take me a few years.
I'm this close to going back to Knights of the Old Republic. Oh my goodness.
It's so good. It's hard. That's the one thing I noticed is there's no waypoints telling you where to go. So you have to like keep looking at the map and looking at your journal. But then the combat, because it's so like, I'm so used to just pressing buttons and attacking where this is not turn-based, but like timed. I forget what they call it. I die a lot, but
I keep going back to The Force Unleashed.
Mm.
They're just such good games.
They really are.
The raw OP power that you have just mm-hmm. stomping around, ripping buildings apart, yanking ships out of the sky. It's unparalleled. It really is. Even Cal doesn't compare.
True. Very true. Yeah. It was Those were great games. I've been considering going back to those. I think I own both of them on PC. I feel like Jedi Survivor kind of has a little bit of that vibe to it. Just not necessarily like the OP Jedi use, force usage or anything, but just like the feel of the game has like that same style. So that's cool. Other than that, I don't know. I don't really have a whole lot else. Thought it'd be fun to get together and talk about something that's not The Mandalorian for the first time in 8 weeks.
Oh, thank God. I'm joking. I had a great time with Mando, but today is about all Star Wars.
Right. Absolutely. We didn't fully cover the Bad Batch, but we did every week talk about it. So we've gone like 16 weeks of streaming series. So it's kind of nice, as fun as it was, but it's kind of nice to like get away and just do some different Star Wars stuff. So today we just had like our little smorgasbord of, you know, different Star Wars things. Did you do anything today like Star Warsy? Or
I have been spamming my Instagram story with one of my favorite genres, which is Star Wars behind the scenes photos that you may not have seen before.
Nice.
I love digging into like archive websites and finding as many old and silly photos of behind the scenes, because it's just such a wonderful set of memories captured. And I love sharing that side of Star Wars as much as I love the films themselves or the TV series. I love the behind the scenes. Anything with Carrie Fisher in is hilarious.
That's cool. I'll have to check that out. And where can people see that?
You can come and find my Instagram stories on my Instagram at Running Back to Jakku. Thank you for that plug, Johnny. Appreciate it. That was smooth. That was nice. I watched like 4 episodes of Visions. I was going to sit down and just like watch one, and then suddenly one turned into 2, and 2 turned into 3, and then 4. I don't know what Star Wars film I'm going to watch this evening. I haven't quite decided.
Ooh, there was a quiz on Twitter. I think Star Wars Twitter account did it. And you answer these questions to determine which Star Wars film you would watch on May the 4th. I got Return of the Jedi. I'm like, well, I just saw Return of the Jedi in the theater, so I'm not going to watch it again. But I thought that was kind of neat. It was cool, like the questions that it asked. You know, which color would you pick? And it's all the lightsaber colors. And
that's sweet.
Who would be your companion on a road trip? And I picked Chewbacca, because who wouldn't pick Chewbacca?
True.
I don't remember all the other ones, but it was fun. It was just a quick like 5 question quiz. The only Star Wars thing I've actually done today, aside from doing this, was I did something. I watched something that I wasn't really planning on watching. I started watching The Book of Boba Fett.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just threw that on before I went to bed.
It's been a while since I've dipped back into that series. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I only got through like the first episode, but I mean, it was good. It was fun. Because I try to put something on before I go to bed, and it's like, oh, it's Star Wars day. I got to do something Star Warsy. I don't want to do Visions season 2 because I felt like I would be like you. Okay, I'll watch one. Okay, I'll watch the next. And I knew I had to get up pretty early today. I was like, oh, The Book of Boba Fett. Why not? It wasn't the best, but it was a fun watch. And I mean, all the Tusken Raider stuff was really cool to see. I enjoyed all of that.
I think that was like my favorite bit from the series was the things to do with the Tusken Raiders. Really, really enjoyable TV, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Just shows a whole different side of them.
Yes.
I think we'll probably wrap up and hope everybody has a nice Star Wars May the 4th day, and we'll probably get this episode out later this evening.
Mm-hmm. The happiest of happy May the 4th. Oh my goodness. I've had such a lovely day. I really have. You know what? I'm going to go and sit on the sofa and I'm going to watch The Phantom Menace.
Yes, that actually sounds like a really good idea.
Predictable, I know.
I might do the same. I'm feeling, especially with that Pod Racer game coming back out. Like,
oh, actually.
Kind of makes me want to watch the Pod Race.
I'll just watch that scene, which everyone complains goes on for too long. And I would argue it doesn't go on for long enough.
People actually say that?
Yes.
Really?
It is one of, in every single fan edit of The Phantom Menace or the prequel trilogy I've seen, they basically remove or massively, massively cut down the pod racing scenes. Apparently it goes on for too long.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. That's stupid. Love the...
It's one of the best bits of the movie. It's so much fun.
Yeah, with all the different characters and, you know, like Sebulba knocking them out of the track and...
If you're a kid like me and you sat about half an inch away from the television at all times watching The Phantom Menace. It was like you were in it. It was like you were there. It was like a roller coaster.
Oh, and then the Tusken Raiders taking pot yes. shots at him. I don't know. I agree with you. I think it could have been longer. It, yeah. it was so good. And I loved playing it in the Lego game, too, the Lego Star Wars game. The pod race was so much fun.
It's so good. And I'm so bad at it.
Oh, one other thing, speaking of the pod racing that just popped in, I don't know if... I think this was an add-in in Return of the Jedi, but there's a shot of, not necessarily Sebulba, but... what are they called? Dugs? I think they're called Dugs, his race. Mm-hmm. There's one that like comes walking down the steps in Jabba's palace. I never noticed that before, so that I'm assuming it's a new, well, not new, but newer add-on.
Yeah.
So that was really cool, connecting more dots, seeing prequel.
Love it.
Yeah. All right, well, we are going to cut out of here and
we shall.
We will see everybody soon.
I hope everyone has a fantastic, fantastic rest of your day. Watch Star Wars, love Star Wars, enjoy Star Wars, and we will catch you guys super soon. I think we've got some cool stuff coming up, probably, most likely.
Yeah, I think so. CloneArmyRadio@gmail.com.
Yes.
@CloneArmyRadio. Oh, thank you, Alex, for the nice email.
Yes, thank you, Alex. That was so lovely.
Very. That was great. Everybody send more emails. Even if they're calling me out, being mean, yeah. I don't care. I can take it. And Lito, if you listen, hope you had a good day today. So we will catch everybody next time. May the Schwartz be with you.
May the Schwartz be with you. Bye.
They were no longer
Admiral Yet.